WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little bit of stoic wisdom. Ever feel like you're constantly striving for some unattainable ideal? Like you're always one step away from being perfect, whatever that even means. Let's be real, in today's world, perfection is shoved down our throats everywhere we look. Social media feeds, ads, even those perfectly styled shelves at the grocery store. It can leave us feeling like we're constantly falling short. But here is the thing. Perfectionism is a myth. It's a self-imposed pressure that keeps us stuck in a cycle of anxiety and disappointment. The truth is, embracing imperfection is not about being lazy or settling for mediocrity. It's about freeing ourselves from unrealistic expectations and finding joy in the journey, flaws and all. So, how do we break free from this perfectionism trap? Let's dive into 5-pound moves to help you ditch the pressure and embrace the beauty of being perfectly imperfect. First off, acknowledge that perfection is a fantasy. Seriously, there's no such thing as perfect. Think about it. Even those perfect Instagram feeds are carefully curated moments. They don't show the messy behind-the-scenes struggles or the real, everyday imperfections. Embrace the fact that everyone has flaws. You, me, your neighbor, who always seems to have their life together, spoiler alert, they probably don't. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. When that inner critic starts whispering, not good enough, you should be doing better, or it needs to be perfect, stop and question it. Is that thought truly helpful? Or is it just holding you back? Remember, our thoughts aren't facts. We have the power to choose which ones we focus on. Third, reframe your perspective. Instead of focusing on what's wrong or what needs fixing, try shifting your attention to what's already good. Celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. Give yourself credit for showing up, trying your best, and simply being human. Remember, progress over perfection is the name of the game. Fourth, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a friend struggling with similar challenges. Forgive yourself for mistakes and setbacks. Remember, learning and growth often come from those imperfections. It's all part of the beautiful tapestry of life. Finally, focus on what truly matters. Don't get caught up in chasing external validation or trying to meet everyone else's expectations. Define your own values and goals. Live a life that aligns with what brings you joy, meaning, and fulfillment. The world needs your unique talents and perspectives, imperfections included. Now let me share a quick story. A few months ago, I was working on a presentation for a big event. You know how it is, the pressure was on to make it perfect. I spent days tweaking slides, rehearsing lines until my tongue felt numb. But then, right before I went on stage, I tripped over my own feet and spilled coffee all over myself. Talk about a disaster. My first instinct was panic, but then I took a deep breath, left it off, and decided to roll with it. To my surprise, the audience loved it. They appreciated my honesty and vulnerability. It actually made me more relatable and memorable. That's when it hit me. Sometimes those perfect plans can go awry, but that doesn't mean everything is ruined. Sometimes embracing the imperfection can lead to something even better. So remember, you don't have to be perfect to be amazing. You are worthy, capable, and valuable just as you are. Let go of the pressure to be flawless, embrace your quirks, and show up authentically in the world. Trust me, it's liberating. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing this message. And if you have any thoughts or stories about overcoming perfectionism, drop a comment on our social media pages. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and remember, imperfection is your superpower.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.